The news in detail is read by Ailey Sheehy.
Military leaders in Niger who staged a coup last month have announced plans to prosecute the deposed president Mohamed Bazoum. He is to face charges of high treason and undermining the security of the country. The announcement was made by an army spokesman in a statement read out on national television last night.
En tout état de cause,
the Nigerian government has so far gathered the necessary elements of proof to prosecute the deposed president and his local and foreign accomplices before the competent national and international bodies for high treason and for undermining the internal and external security of Niger.
Mr. Bazoum and his family have been held captive since he lost power on the 26th of July. World leaders have expressed concern at the manner in which Mr. Bazoum is being treated. Banking and Payments Federation Ireland has responded to comments made by Minister for Further and Higher Education Simon Harris. Yesterday, Minister Harris said it was utterly offensive for Irish banks to be complete and utter laggards when it came to passing on to savers the rise in interest rates facing mortgage payers. A spokesperson for Banking and Payments Federation Ireland said mindful of the current cost of living pressures on their customers, member banks had sought to take a balanced approach. It said the Federation members had been slow in passing on the full effect of the ECB interest rate increases to mortgage holders, in addition to deposit rates. In a statement to RTE News, the spokesperson added, in this context, average mortgage rate increases in Ireland had been the second lowest when compared to other Eurozone countries in the past year. The authorities in Hawaii have appealed for more help to deal with the impact of wildfires. At least 93 people are known to have died. The governor of Hawaii, Dr. Josh Green, said this number was likely to rise significantly. Official estimates say that more than 2,200 buildings were destroyed or severely damaged in the wildfires that engulfed the coastal town of Lahaina on the island of Maui. Thousands of people have been left homeless, and the overall cost of repairing the damage is put at more than $5.5 billion. Blake Drury, a resident of Lahaina, said lack of communication was hampering search and rescue efforts.
There's a lot of people that are still stranded over there. Nobody has cell service, so they don't even know what's going on this side. For those who don't have cars, it's even harder. People are riding their bikes, 20 miles to get to the other side to even find out, what's happening, and just to see that everybody's living a normal life on the other side of the island is hard to accept.
Temperatures of 50 degrees have been recorded in Morocco. There have been several heat waves in the North African country this summer. The country's weather service said that a temperature of 50.4 degrees was recorded in the southern coastal city of Agadir on Friday, the highest ever recorded in the country. The heat wave has caused wildfires in recent days in northern Morocco near Tangier and further east in Taza province, damaging forests but resulting in no casualties. The Ukrainian military has said three people were injured in waves of Russian drone and missile attacks on the southern port city of Odessa overnight. The governor of Odessa Oblast, Oleh Kipper, said several fires ignited and the windows of buildings were blown out by the explosions. Ukraine's Armed Forces Command in the south said that its air defense forces destroyed 15 drones and 8 sea-based missiles that Russia launched at the port. The nature conservation organisation Ulster Wildfire has reported the return of an endangered species of bird. For the first time in several years, it said two breeding pairs of lapwings have been spotted at a special area of conservation just outside Downpatrick in County Down. Like many other ground nesting birds, there has been a decline in the lapwing population over the past 40 years because of the loss of wetland habitat and changes in farming practices. And the weather forecast.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Trust Grant to help you on your heating journey with their home heating design service. Visit grant.ie.
This morning there will be rain heavy at times in East Munster and South Leinster. The rain will clear later this morning. Otherwise, today will be bright with sunny spells and occasional showers, some of which will be heavy. Highest temperatures will range from 17 to 21 degrees.